2 months of war, 2 months of resistance of the people of Ukraine to the terrorist army of Russia. An unusual anniversary, which more than unusually coincided with Easter. However, the gifts should suit the season. And this post is about the gifts received by those who are now defending Ukraine with weapons in their hands. Each of us is at their own war, and it started not now, but much earlier, whether we want to admit it or we don't. For the last few years, I have been a consultant for Promote Ukraine, an organization that defends Ukraine's interests in the European Union with information and diplomatic tools. Promote Ukraine, headquartered in Brussels, has had its own online media for several years, publishes a print magazine in several languages, distributed in the European Parliament and other international organizations, and carries out numerous public events. The Ukrainian Civil Society Hub has been recently opened in the European Parliament with the direct participation of Promote Ukraine and the efforts of its members. From the first days after the Russian invasion 2 months ago, Promote Ukraine has used all possible resources to quickly adapt to new realities and start supplying the Ukrainian military with what it needs most on the front line: bulletproof vests, helmets, survival gear, tactical medicine, etc. Body armor has remained the priority. And now I can say that we have sent our military not dozens of bulletproof vests, figures of a larger order than dozens. As to the exact figures, let it be a little secret for now. We make all purchases on donations collected both in Ukraine and abroad, mostly in the US and the EU. What kind of bulletproof vests we supply, of European production, the highest quality of all available options. The bulletproof vests handed over by us are already protecting the lives of Ukrainian military personnel, SSU, SOF, military intelligence, the National Guard and many other types of forces, units of the armed forces and government agencies. The bulletproof vests from the last delivery are marked 5.11, can withstand a direct hit of a 7.62 armor-piercing bullet, armor plate, in the picture, made in my presence. The last significant delivery of bulletproof vests became possible thanks to my friends and colleagues, each of whom did the maximum and even more than the maximum, did it right and on time, thanks to their ingenuity, dedication and our coordinated teamwork. Volodymyr Martsanovsky.